I really appreciate the good singing this morning. And I thank the good Lord for the good spirit that's here. Amen. You know, as long as God's in the midst, that's what all counts. Amen. And, you know, I've been in big crowds before, and God wouldn't be there. And boy, that's a place I didn't want to be at. But I take where the Lord is. Amen. And I feel right at home. Amen. I feel right where, amen, that I feel like God wants me at. And I love being where the Lord is. Amen. And I love feeling the joy, amen, of his salvation. Amen. I love feeling that Holy Spirit bubbling up inside your heart. And amen. And tears of joy coming to your eyes. And you know, that's something that God does. Amen. That's something that God does in mind in your heart. Amen. It's of no private interpretation. It ain't something you drum up, Brother Eric, but it's something that comes from heaven this morning. You know, Jesus paid the price. Last week, you know, we celebrated Easter and his death and burial and the resurrection, amen, of the Savior. And he said, you know, to tarry here. Amen. He told them to tarry in Jerusalem, amen, and wait till they be endured with the power from on high. Amen. The power, the ability, amen, to live for the Lord. We could not live for the Lord as we ought to. Amen. Except God would give us the strength, amen, to do it this morning. He said, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. In other words, to me and you both, it is the power of God. Amen. He gives us the ability, amen, to live for the Lord. I didn't have that ability. I didn't know nothing about, amen, the Lord. Amen. Until God come into my heart. Amen. And he lives within. He said it'd be a well within you, springing up unto everlasting life. Amen. Boy, I'm glad he put a well within me. Praise the Lord. You know, he just didn't give me a drink this morning. Yeah. Amen. But he gave us the well. Amen. We can draw waters. Amen. The woman at the well said, how are you going to draw? Said, the well's deep. Yeah. And, amen. I don't see that you've got nothing to draw with. He said, woman, amen. If you knew who it was that was speaking to you, said, you would ask of me and said, I would give you living waters. And she said, Lord, I want some of this living water. And he said, well, go call your husband. And amen, I'll give you this living water. She said, Lord, said, I have no husband, Lord. Amen. And when she didn't, amen, she wasn't married at the time. And amen. But he said, you rightly said that, amen, that you have no husband, said you rightly said, but said you've had five, and said the one you have now, amen, is not your own this morning. And amen, she perceived that the Lord said, I perceive that you're a prophet this morning. And amen, and he said this morning, said, I'm the one that was to come. And amen, that they talked about this morning. And she went running to the city and said, come see a man that told me, amen, all that I ever done this morning. You know what? The Lord forgave her and put a well within her, amen, that very day. It don't matter this morning what, amen, we may have done or where we may have been at. Amen. God saves sinners this morning. Amen. God saves sinners this morning. Amen. God saves those that's unsaved. And amen. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous to repentance. Amen. But the lost this morning. And amen. And you know, we see them all around the state. We see folks that's running to and fro. And amen. And they run and looking for peace, looking for satisfaction, and finding none. They'll never find it till they find the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Didn't know I was going to say all that. But boy, I feel it in my soul. I feel the well. Amen. Springing up into everlasting life. And, amen. And you know, I remember one time early in my ministry, and me and my cousin Darrell, and he's passed on now, but he loved the Lord. And and we went down, and just teenagers had a place to pray. We'd go down there, and I had a little cabin built. Amen. Built as a boy. I didn't know how dangerous it was cutting a tree. Amen. I'd take it and took a little old hatchet, and I'd go down there and I'd whack around on them trees and some of them old poplars down there. They wasn't very big, but I'd whack around on them things, and hey man, and I'd whack till I got tired, and I'd go back just as a young boy. I'd whack a little more, hey man. I'd whack, well, one day I'd whack her down. I'd let her fall, and I cut several trees down there and built a little old cabin down there just as a boy. Hey man, and us boys would go down there and, hey man, and spend the night and everything. And when the Lord called me to preach, hey man, I got to preach and I used that cabin to go down there, hey man, and pray. Hey man. And I remember Brother David Harris come running down there one day and Grandma said, where's Robbie at? And hey man, David said, where's Robbie at? And Grandma said, well, he's down there at the cabin praying. Said him and Brother Kevin went down there to pray, and hey man, he come running down there. Said, I want to go with him. Hey man, I look coming over the hill, heard some coming, and hey man, that Brother David Harris, he said, I want to join with you, and I want to pray. Hey man, I said, well, come on, we're about to pray. We got down there to have a little altar built, and hey man, and we would pray. But boy, some of the best time,
yeah.
Hey man, that we had this morning in the Lord, hey man, was right down there at that little old cabin. Two or three of us, or three or four, and hey man, everybody want to come and hey man, and go pray at that cabin down there. Hey man, and brother, I'll tell you this morning, God made a special place.
Yeah.
There'd be a few of us at a time, but you know what, Brother Marsh? God would meet us down there and we'd enjoy ourselves in the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I mean, God would come down. I remember me and Darrell went down there one time, my cousin, and I don't know why I'm saying all this. I'll get to preaching here just in a minute, but I'm going to testify for a minute. Praise the Lord. And I love calling back some of them old memories. Amen. You know, we need to make some memorials in our life this morning for the Lord. But I remember he come down there one time, and he was just a young Christian. We were all young. Amen. We were just young boys. Amen. Going to high school, just young boys. And amen, God had, amen, he called us to preach. Amen. Darrell wasn't a preacher, but he come down there and, amen, he's a burden down. Amen. He's afraid. Amen. We'd all talk about to come to the Lord. We'd talk about things that's going to happen and everything. And we're real aware of it. And amen. And the devil just fight him like all. Amen. Thinking that he just going to get him and do something with him. There wasn't nothing the Lord could do about it. Amen. And he really burdened down. We began to pray and, hey man, he got to walking up that hill. We man down there in that little valley down there in front of Grandma's house and had that little cabin built. We began to walk up that hill. He said, Robbie, said, I feel the Lord lifting a spirit, lifting a burden off of him. Begin to shout right there. Hey man, begin to raise his hand and tears of joy come to his face and begin to praise the Lord and hey man, jump for joy right there just being him right there in the wood. But folks, I'll tell you this morning, those things brought strength and grace to our life. That's something the world cannot give this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we got to go before the Lord, amen, alone this morning. Amen. I remember my Uncle Jesse telling me, amen, and I'm going to mind the Lord this morning. I remember my Uncle Jesse telling me, amen, about a fellow that he knew and he was talking about this during the wartime, during World War II. Amen. And dear old sainted mothers had their boys, amen, over fighting in the war. Amen. And probably some of them experienced some of these things. I don't know. But they could hear her. He'd walk by and he heard some noise. He heard a noise. And amen. And he said he walked down and that woman's boy had was fighting in the war. Amen. And he said, I walked through there and said, I heard something and said it was her up on the hill. Said she was praying. And said that she was praying. And amen. And said, you know, said I walked through there and said she didn't even know I was anywhere around. And said, and I seen her, amen, begin to come up from there praying. Said she began to shout. Said she got so happy to shout. She tripped and fell. And but said she is rejoicing in the Lord. And said, you know, said, I'm just a young man. Said, but I never will, amen, forget that. Amen. And he's telling my Uncle Jesse about it. My Uncle Jesse is sharing that with me. And amen. And folks, I'll tell you this morning, I'm sharing it with you.
Yeah.
We never know this morning when somebody's paying attention when we're serving God this morning. Amen.
We never know this morning. Amen. Somebody paying attention when we're serving the Lord and we're walking with the Lord this morning. Amen. But I tell you, it's things like that that strengthens, amen, a country. It's things like that that strengthens, amen, a family. It's things like that that strengthens a church. It's things like that, amen, that strengthens an individual. When we come and we talk to the Lord and we begin to commune and, amen, we begin to talk with Him and we begin to have fellowship with the Lord this morning. I'll tell you, folks, amen, we serve a mighty and holy God this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I've got one verse of Scripture I'm going to read. Amen. Maybe two verses in the book of Jeremiah in the 32nd chapter. Amen, of Jeremiah this morning. I've thought about some of these old things. Amen. I was thinking about some of these old things. You know, the Bible says, seek out the old path where the good way is and we'll find rest for our soul. I look to draw back some of them memories, amen, that God put back there one day in our life this morning. Amen. This is one of them. Amen. And I'm going to read to you just a minute. I was thinking about Brother Eric up singing, you know, and talking about the Daddy Christ rights. Amen. First. And amen. Made me think about S.T. Henry. Amen. Years ago. Amen. And he is a holding a woman's funeral. Amen. And she wasn't dead. Amen. And I talked to his daughter. Amen. And she told me about that happening. Said, amen. He's up preaching a funeral and she's set up in the casket. Amen. About half the congregation looked like they fell dead then. Amen. But says she set up. Amen. The casket. Amen. And I thought, my goodness, that would scare me too. But I remember this scripture here the first time. I was just a young preacher. Amen. And I was reading that this morning. And I was thinking about the first time. Amen. I was just a young man. Amen. Living for the Lord. And I remember Brother Nolan Campbell coming up there to Vines Ridge. Amen. First time I'd ever seen him. First time I'd ever seen him. I didn't know Brother David knew who he was, but I didn't know who he was. I'm just a young man in the Lord. But I remember the first message, amen, I ever heard Nolan preach this morning. Amen. And it was this scripture, amen, right here. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 32, amen, verse 26 and 27. He says, Then cometh the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh.
Amen, brother.
Is there anything too hard for me? I remember him. Amen. He's a young man then. Amen. And we love Brother Nolan. Amen. And he's a young man then. First time I'd ever seen, but I remember him reading. Amen. That scripture. Amen. And I thought, boy, that is. And I'm just young. Amen. I still study the Bible. I still learning. I thought, boy, that is certainly the truth.
Amen.
Amen. God is a God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? How many believes that this morning?
Amen.
Amen. I am the God of all flesh. Amen. I was thinking about Phil Robertson. Amen. The other day. Amen. About a week ago, I was down there and listened to him. Amen. Folks that live for the Lord, I admire them. I look up to them. Amen. They're my heroes this morning. Amen. But I remember him talking down there, and he got Phil Robson. He got talking about the Big Bang Theory. He said, "Well, said, is it easier to think? Amen. Is it easier to think? Amen. That the Big Bang. They say, well, something exploded. He said, well, what exploded? And they couldn't answer. Said, well, we don't know what exploded. Said, there's exploded. He said, well, there had to be something to explode. Amen. For to have an explosion, said they talk about the Big Bang Theory. Said they studied 5,000 planets and they tried to find water. They looked, amen, through the heavens. Amen. And there's never, amen, been an earth like they are right here. And amen, is it easier just to read what God's Word says?
Amen.
And amen, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God.
teaches this morning. Amen.
Right.
He said, "Behold, am I not the God of all flesh? Amen. Cannot I do everything?" Amen. God is a God this morning. Amen. That made me and you today. And amen. And we, and Brother Eric, I think while he's singing that song, how great, amen, thou art. You know, they took the Hubble telescope and they put it up there. And amen. And you know, he could see better. Amen. Without the reflection of light. Down here on the telescope from Earth, it had to look through the atmosphere, the Earth atmosphere, to see, and it was a lot easier to see things when they got up there, amen, and they put that thing up there several years ago. It's about obsolete now. They've got things better than that to look out into the heavens this morning, but I was thinking about how great the Lord is, and amen, certainly the Lord put that on Eric's heart to sing this morning, and amen, and you know, they begin to look and they begin to see how big the earth was and how big the sun was, and amen, they took other planets and they put it, amen, beside the stars, and amen, the stars are in our solar system and our galaxy, and we look to see our galaxy, we look at it and it's called the Milky Way, and amen, we see them, there's billions of stars, amen, in this one galaxy right here, and amen, and they look at other suns that's in there, amen, and our sun, amen, looks like a little dot compared to some of them bigger suns, amen, that's out there. Don't tell how many, amen, billions upon billions of planets, amen, that they are. And they said they took that Hubble telescope, amen, and they pointed where it didn't seem like there was nothing at. Just a dark place right there, amen, in the heavens. They thought, we're going to look where there ain't nothing at. We're just going to point it there for 4 months. Amen. And just see how far it reaches out, just to see what might be out there, if there is anything, amen, that is out there. They took one spot, amen, of that darkness, amen, stars all around. They took one spot, amen, and they pointed that for 4 months. And what they seen this morning, amen, was billions and billions of galaxies. Amen. We've got one we look at as a Milky Way, but they looked and, amen, they seen billions and billions of galaxies. Amen. This morning in that one spot, they thought, my goodness, how big is this thing? Amen. Yeah. Folks, I'll tell you, just think how great God really is this morning. Amen. Amen. Am I not the God of all flesh? Amen. Just to think.
Amen.
Amen. He made me and you. Amen. I mean, he made me and you right here upon this little old planet. Amen. Spinning around. Amen. Going over 66,000 miles an hour. Boy, I tell you. Amen. And to think that they ain't a God. Amen. Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Said, behold, am I not the Lord? Amen. The God of all flesh. Amen. Is there anything, amen, too hard for the Lord? Someone said, well, I don't understand God. Amen. I don't understand about God. Well, there's a lot of things I don't understand. Amen. Like electricity, but I use it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to understand, amen, the things of God, amen, to use them. Amen. And I think of today, amen, about how, amen, that, you know, God had us to do something. The Lord said, well, you need to do this, amen, and you need to do this, that, amen, and follow my commandments, he said. And we wonder, well, why do we have to do them things? God says, well, because I said so, first of all. Amen. You ever had your kids? Amen. They used to have a great time with me. Rebecca wasn't bad for it. Amen. Sometimes she would. She'd say, Dad, what do I need to do this right here for? I said, well, first of all, because Daddy said so. Amen.
Yeah.
Then I had to try to explain, amen, why it was, which I didn't like going in detail, amen, of doing this morning. But we don't always have to know,
amen,
why the Lord wants us to do certain things, amen, to do it. We just need to trust Him this morning. Amen. I hear amen this morning. We just need to trust Him. Amen. Need to trust the Lord. Amen. He said, I'm the God of all flesh. Can I not do?
Amen. Everything this morning. Praise the Lord. I was talking to my son-in-law, he's messaged me. Amen. Here a few days ago, about a week ago, and he heard a preacher. Amen. And he has listened to this preacher. Amen. They love the Lord. Pastor Rebecca loved the Lord. Amen. They love the Lord. Amen. And I'm glad to do. That's prayer as an angel. Hey, you've got kids and grandkids and things like that in church. You need to thank the Lord for it. If you ain't got one in church, you need to be praying for them. Amen. Get right where the Lord wants us to be at this morning. There's nothing better. But he is looking at this preacher preaching. Amen. He's preaching about hell and how dreadful place that it was. Amen. When you leave this world, amen, how you leave, amen, is how it's going to be. Amen. We need to know, amen, where we're going to. Amen. Mind you, we serve a merciful God. Amen. But he's telling people, amen, to acknowledge the Lord. And there's several comments come on there, amen, that this is no good news here. Amen. And one went as far to say that this is pathetic. I wrote them down. Amen. I can't even think of some of the names he called it. Amen. But in other words, this is false teaching. Amen. And to think that these things would be. Amen. But the Bible. Amen. The folks want to get away from the Word of God. They want to get away from the Lord. They want to get away from the teaching. Amen. Of the truth of God's Word this morning. Amen. They want to teach ideas, amen, that if you put your hand on a hot burner, that it won't be burned. But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Amen. You stick your hand on a stove, you about imagine what's going to happen this morning. You're going to have some blisters come up there. Amen. It's going to take a long time to heal if they ever do heal, according to how long you leave them on there this morning. Amen. But folks want to hear a fairy tale when they come to the house of the Lord. Amen. But this morning, folks, amen, God's Word is the Word of Almighty God this morning. It's settled in heaven today. He said, am I not the God of all flesh? Amen. Can I and I do everything this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad we serve an Almighty God, ain't you? I'm glad we serve an all-seeing God. Amen. All-knowing God. Amen. I had a lady text me this week, and I have folks contact me all the time. Robert, help us pray about this. Help us pray about that. Amen. And she was talking about some things that she's had to go through. Amen. Some folks jumped her and, amen, said all things about her, throwing her past up to her. She'd been living for the Lord now quite a few years. Amen. Last few years, she'd been living for the Lord and doing good. Amen. Helped pray her through a lot of things. Amen. She'd stop me sometimes. I want to stop praying with me a little bit. Amen. One time she went up there, Rebecca, and one of her friends is up there playing the piano at church at Hanging Limb. Rebecca's up there practicing. Amen. And she come up there and said, I want you to pray with me. Amen. And I mean, she sought the Lord. Amen. She sought the Lord. And amen. And she had a drug problem. Amen. It was a problem. But you know what? Amen. She didn't want to live. Amen. In that problem this morning. Amen. But she knew. Amen. And I watched her grow up. Amen. As a kid. And she knew. Amen. There's a God in heaven this morning that could help her. Amen. This morning. And she would stop. She said, you know, she come up there to that church and said, I want you to pray with me. She said, I need the help of the Lord. And amen. And folks, and I tell you, God is a delivering God this morning. There's nothing too hard for the Lord this morning. He said, is my hand short that it cannot say?
Amen.
Is my ear heavy that it cannot hear this morning? Amen. God hears her prayers. God sees her tears. Amen. And she said, I've had this situation come up. Amen. And said, these things said, she said, you know, I really prayed. She said, broken heart. She said, I've cried my eyes out. I said, keep on trusting the Lord. I said, the devil's got a lot of ways. Amen. Mm-hmm. How many knows the devil's got many ways?
Amen.
Amen. The devil knows a lot. The devil knows this Bible a lot. The devil's faithful to be everything that's going on for the Lord. Yeah, he'll be right there. Amen. He's knowing, but he's not all knowing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We serve a God that's omnipresent and is omnipotent. Amen. He's all knowing this morning. The Bible said in Revelation, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth this morning. Amen. The devil knows things. Amen. The devil makes a pretty good case sometimes. Amen. I mean, we listen to false prophets. I had a lady sent me a letter here about a week ago. Amen. From the Jehovah's Witness. Amen. And,
yeah.
And I looked at it and I read it again last night. I looked at that letter. Amen. And boy, it sounded real good. Had a pamphlet sent. Amen. Had a pamphlet sent. Amen. Tell them about the new order. Amen. And all these things. And mixed in some pretty good sayings. Amen. It sounded pretty good. Amen. Had a lot of truth mixed in with it. Amen. But there's that one little bit, amen, that they put in there, amen, that I mean just burns it all this morning. They don't teach it, amen, that they just teach it just 144,000 is going to go to heaven. They don't even know what that even comes from.
Yeah.
Amen. Revelations, amen, they're so far from the truth. Amen. The teaching is so far from the truth this morning. Amen. It beggars description today.
Yeah.
Amen. Teaching that there ain't no, amen, hell to shun this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Then how could a loving God send somebody to hell this morning and all that today? Boy, make it sound real good. They draw in a lot of people. Amen. But a lot of feigned words sounding real good this morning. Amen. But God is still God this morning. Amen. God is still God. And I thought, boy, these false teachings here sound pretty good. Amen. The devil's got a lot of false teachings out there. He knows a whole lot. Amen. But it's that one little part, amen, that makes it bad this morning. Amen. That one little part that makes it bad. Amen. They say that rat poison, amen, is 98% grain. Amen. Pretty good stuff. Everything likes that. Animals does. But it's that 2% cyanide or whatever they put in there. Amen. It makes it bad this morning. Kills the rat. Amen. This morning. Folks, I tell you, the devil knows an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't all knowing. I'm glad God is a wholesome God, ain't you?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad he is a whole. Amen. There's nothing wrong with the Lord. Amen. Folks today, amen, they go around and they, amen, they blame God and they hate God and they don't want to have nothing to do, amen, with an almighty God. Amen. And the Lord is the best thing that could ever happen, amen, to anybody. Why, folks,
amen,
won't run to the Lord. Amen. They run from the Lord, but they don't run to the Lord this morning. Amen. Folks, the one who created me and you, amen. I mean, he made us in his own likeness, created us in his own image this morning. Amen. We are made in the image of God. Amen. I'll be through here in just a minute. So I was thinking today, amen, and went there and the little dogs up there on the porch, and they bring me a lot of company. Amen. They bring me a lot of company. They really do. And I was thinking about the animal life, and I was thinking about how God made humans different than them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I woke up and I thought, you know, this is Sunday. This is church day. This time we can go and worship. This time we can go and hear the word of the Lord taught, hear it sung about. Amen. And we can worship the Lord. You know, these things, animal life, they don't know nothing about that. Fowls the air, fish the sea, they don't know nothing about that. Amen. But God made us special this morning. Amen. And I'm glad that he did this morning. We can recognize, amen, what the Lord has done for us this morning. I'm glad God has given us great things this morning, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad he's gave us great things. He said, amen, that is there anything that's too hard for the Lord? Amen. Folks, God made me and you like this. And he sent his only begotten Son. Amen. If he had to, amen, he'd roll back the heavens. Amen. For me and you. He done all that. Amen. Because he loves us this morning. I'm glad the Lord loved us that much. Amen. I'm glad he loves us that much this morning.
Amen. I'm glad he can do anything. There's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. I thank God for my seniors in the Lord, and amen, those that look back on them, and amen, and look up to. And boy, they've laid down a good path. You know what I want to do, Brother Eric? Amen. I want to do the same thing. Amen. God said it ain't always going to be easy. It ain't always going to be pleasant. It ain't always going to be a bed of roses. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, it sure is rewarding this morning. Amen. It sure is rewarding. I'm like one fellow said, I've got my BS degree, been saved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for my WD. Amen. Hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant this morning. Amen. One of these days we'll graduate.
Amen.
I've not graduated yet. Amen. One of these days I'll graduate. Amen. Paul said, I'll strive for a full reward. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm sure all of us are going to suffer a little loss along the way. I've suffered some loss. We'll suffer a little loss. Amen. Best we can do. But boy, I tell you this morning, amen. When I blunder or stumble or whatever, amen, I know enough about the Lord. I'm going to pick myself up. Amen. And I'm going to go on with Him this morning. That's what I told that young lady. She talked to me this week, or last week. I said, just pick yourself up. Amen. You know who you are and what you are, and go on with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is still in control this morning. The devil thinks he is, but God is still in control. Amen. I preach all morning on this message and on this thought today. Amen. But I'm going to close right there. Amen. I thank the Lord for the liberty. Amen. Ain't it good to be saved this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads and we'll close in prayer. Lord, we thank you today for your goodness, and we thank you, Lord, for being in your house, and we thank you for the liberties we enjoy. We thank you for being able to come out and worship you, Lord, that you give us this great heavenly opportunity, Lord, that we can do these things, and God, we just rejoice in it. Lord, we just pray, Father, upon your word, that you'd help us to carry your word, help us to bear your word as Christians, and let the world know, Lord, God, that you died for them, Lord, that you're able to do everything in their life, God, that they need today, Lord. We just pray this morning, God, that you'd help us to shine as lights amongst the lost and dying world. And God, we'll thank you for these things. We'll give you the praise for it. For it's all in Jesus' name. We'll ask it all. Everyone said amen.
Amen.
Let's